Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's good to be on the air.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Hey, Doug, this is a wonderful month, September, a great time to be alive and serve the Lord.
I love the fall.
I love the fall. Me too.
I love the autumn.
I love and the sermon on Sunday, we aired on Monday.
Phenomenal.
Which is very rare for us to broadcast the Denver Bible Church sermon, but that was fun. What to do in the fall?
Very few pastors can take the feasts of Israel and make them into a relevant teaching for as we go forward today.
Oh,
very few.
Oh,
you're very
gifted
in that.
Well, thank you, but I don't know. I think a lot could do it, but it was fun and it was relevant.
I've never heard of one.
No?
No. But I don't listen to any other one.
It's a great chapter of the Bible, Leviticus 23. But
awesome.
Whenever you join me, we go through the news stories.
Yes.
That are out there.
And now I'm going to give an update on the telethon, but I want to start with a shocking story out of France and by way of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Scary stuff going on.
Yeah.
Pirates. But not pirates like are off the coast of Somalia. This is a different deal.
Oh.
Okay.
Because we have those kind of pirates
today.
We
have those, and we have effective means for dealing with those type of pirates.
As soon as they hijacked an American ship, an American captain or crew, we killed them.
We killed them.
The Navy SEALs just killed them,
right.
And they said, we're not going to take down any more American ships.
We'll just leave aside the American ships.
Yeah, and so that was the right way to handle pirates.
Okay, well, I want to
kill them.
I want to find out what's going on here because I can't understand this. There is apparently there's a bandito, a pirate over in France, and there's an international posse looking for this guy. He apparently films first-run major motion pictures, and then he posts them on the internet.
Okay.
Let me just quote from the story, from the Telegraph over in London.
And that is wrong to do, but he does that?
He does that.
Did they catch this guy?
Well, here's the thing. He's been shooting films and posting them on the internet for all to see. Apparently for the past 3 years, the Telegraph says that he has confounded agents for the past 3 years. They've been looking for him.
Wow.
And these are big movies. Not anything you may have seen, but Superman 3 back in 2006, another movie called Yes Man, Valkyrie with the Scientologist with the eye patch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Slumdog Millionaire, Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
That one.
Big movies.
Yeah.
I mean, these are major releases.
All right. So he's been filming these and putting it on the internet for people to download for free.
Right.
And that is theft. That is immoral. But let's talk about that in a moment because some Christians think that's okay.
To just steal other people's intellectual property?
Music, download MP3s, software, movies, DVD, whatever.
Did you say some Christians think that's okay?
Some Christians, it's sad that they do. But finish the story first, then we'll talk
about it. The major movie producers have been able to track the pirated internet film down to one small French town. Because each copy of every movie has an identity tag that's invisible to the naked eye, but it flashes for just a split second as the film's running. And the soundtrack apparently has an almost inaudible identity sound tag that's known only to the distributors of the film.
So the movie producers, the distributors, they make it so that they can tell if a pirated copy goes up on the internet, they look for this code.
Right.
And they know where the theater is that this was recorded.
Right. The code tells them where it was running, and so they can tell where the bootlegger is.
I see.
And so this is like, I don't know if you ever saw that episode.
So they spent 3 years.
3 years they've been trying to find this guy hunched down in his seat with a cell phone or a video camera
and
shooting these movies.
It is immoral, but it's like there are Christians who think it's okay to steal software, you know, say Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yeah, or Office.
Or Microsoft Office.
That's a popular
which
one.
Costs what, $400 or something.
Yeah,
and they think it's okay to steal it. And so I'd like to talk through that a moment because this is our telethon month.
It is.
And we'd like to ask people to support Bob Enyart Live. So what better way to motivate them than to say, you're a thief, stop stealing.
You see, let's lay a guilt trip on the whole audience.
Yeah,
that'll help.
You see, we care more about their soul.
That's right.
And their Christian testimony than we do about whether they donate to Bob and Yurt Live.
Amen.
So we're going to risk a little wrath.
We may annoy you.
And talk through this.
Yes.
All right. Now, there are Christians who think, hey, it's okay because I'm just taking this from Hollywood or Microsoft, and they have a lot of money.
Right. They're rich. They're immoral.
Yeah. And God, when God said, thou shalt not steal, he didn't say except from wealthy people or except from evil people. He said, thou shalt not steal. And what's so interesting is when people steal, the main reason it's wrong, all right, you own something and I take it.
Yes.
I'm wronging you.
You're wronging me,
but
correct.
But God is the one who said, thou shalt not steal. God said it.
Right.
So the main reason it's wrong is because you're dishonoring God. You're dishonoring God if you steal from a rich person or a bad person. And if you will steal and dishonor God, you'll eventually steal from God himself, and you'll steal from others.
Wow.
So it's not only you're selective, I'll only steal from Hollywood.
So it's the spiritual element of theft that's even a bigger concern to God, obviously.
Yeah, and then you know what people do? Christians, they try to justify it, and this stuff comes right out of the book of Job. You know, we've just studied the book of Job at Denver Bible Church, and there's a theme in there that in order to justify yourself, people are willing to discredit God. And that's what they're really doing. God said, do not steal. And to defend myself, I have to explain why it's okay.
Oh.
And so we're discrediting God. We're undermining Christian morality, a Christian worldview. But, Doug, some Christians, their hearts are hardened in this area because they like the songs and they don't want to spend the money.
And they've been doing it since they were 15, maybe.
Yeah, right.
In this modern era.
And so I want to try to break through their hardened heart in this area. So I think there's a way to do that. You know, if you bought, let's say you bought a movie, say Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Is that a movie?
I suppose it is. I thought it was a book, but it could be a movie.
It's a series. Return of the King. You bought Return of the King.
All right. I like the title.
And you watched it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I've seen that series with our kids. It's fun.
Okay, Lord of the Rings.
Some of the books.
I buy the movie, Return of the King.
And it's a garage sale, and you say, you know, we've seen it six times. I'm going to sell that DVD. I'm going to sell it. And so your conscience could be clean because you're selling the DVD. And that we should all recognize that that's fine. But what if you've downloaded songs that you didn't buy?
Uh-huh.
Or software that you didn't buy. And now you tell people, I'll sell you a copy of Microsoft Office for $100.
Mm-hmm.
It sells from Bill Gates for $400, but I'll sell it to you for $100. I'll sell you this Lord of the Rings DVD for $6.
Right.
No scratches, but I downloaded it off the internet. Most Christians, their heart is not so hard that they're able to recognize that that would be wrong. That's stealing.
Right.
Now, that should show them that they're in possession of stolen property, because when you buy it and it's yours, you could sell it.
Right.
But here they are downloading songs, software, and movies that belong to other people, and they intuitively know, because their heart is not that hard yet, that it would be a sin to sell it and a crime.
Right.
And so, yeah.
So you're saying that it's a sin to download it and possess it, steal it in
that's
the first
right.
place.
That's right. And there are Bible verses, like Paul says to the Romans, render to all what is due to them. You know, render to the government what's due to them. Right. Render to a worker what the worker is worth.
Right.
You know, Jesus talked about that. A worker is worthy of his wages. Mm-hmm. And in the Proverbs, that if sinners entice you, don't consent. So just because everybody else is doing it, that doesn't mean you're honoring God.
Yeah. My mom told me that when I was like 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she got it from the
Bible.
She
was right.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. So if you're not a thief, then you have property that you haven't stolen in your possession. You could sell it.
Right.
But Christians who download software without paying, or movies or songs, they know it would be wrong to sell it. And so I'm pleading with them to recognize that that's the faint voice of God through your conscience telling you, you know it's wrong. Don't justify it.
All right. So disagree, agree. 1-800-836-9278 if you agree or if you disagree. Preferably if you disagree, because we'd like to make a bit of an exercise out of this. Because a lot of people have a hard time following this, especially the younger people. Mm. I remember when Napster and all that happened.
Yeah.
There was quite the debate amongst the younger set. I remember. But let's take a call first.
All right. Let's go to the phones in Indiana. Dwayne, you're on with Doug McBurney and Bob Enyart.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I agree with you.
Oh.
Dwayne, that doesn't make for very interesting radio.
I know, but the reason I called is I'd like to make a matching pledge of $500.
Whoa, wow. A matching pledge of $500. The telethon right now, Dwayne, just so you know, we did some pre-telethon telethoning. And the telethon stood at $8,250.
Well, now it's $8,700.
Well, now Dwayne has put us at $8,750, but we need a $500 match.
Dwayne, you said it's matching, so that means if other people give up to $500, you'll match that. So it's not really $8,750.
No, it's not.
We take the matching funds offer seriously around here.
Right.
So other people have to give $500 and you'll match it, so then that'll be like doubling whatever they give.
Okay.
Man, that's awesome. So $500, we stand at $8,250. We have a chance to get up over $9,000 today. If folks will call 1-800-836-9278, give
the goal is $40,000.
It'll effectively double whatever you can give us.
Yeah, if you could give $100, it'll be like giving $200. Thank you, Dwayne, so very much.
Okay.
All right, and Dwayne was nice. He agrees with us.
He agrees with us.
That you don't take software for free.
No.
Because you're being a thief. Jesus Christ died because of how dark and evil our sin is.
Well, you know, Bob, I think that in this postmodern era, that most people find theft a fairly easy thing to sear out of their conscience. Like cheating on tests and theft. And those are things that people can do. And
if you will steal from your neighbor, you will steal from God, because it is God who said, do not steal. Mm. So you're dishonoring God. And you're doing it, and you will discredit him and his principles of holiness and justice in order to defend yourself. And that's part of the theme of the book of Job, part of the warning.
Wow.
But we tend to not know God's word as we should.
Right, and we tend to not take things as seriously as we should. And it's deadly serious.
Oh, and by the way, Doug, for our telethon, if somebody gives, they could get a Book of Job Bible study album CD from us.
That's right. A one-time gift will get you one free CD or DVD of your choice, and a subscription to one of our monthly programs, two free CDs or DVDs of your choice. Mm.
So if somebody subscribes to a topical BEL DVD, once a month they get a DVD in the mail.
That's right.
And they could pick two different Bible study albums, sermons, classic TV shows, topical, whatever they like.
And since we're giving them to you of our own free will, later on after you've watched them six times, you can sell them.
That's right.
You wouldn't be considered a thief because we gave them to you of our own free will.
That's right.
All right.
Good application.
That's a great deal. 1-800-836-9278. Give us a call. Match Dwayne's $500. I'd like to see one person just call and just match it.
Doug, while Dwayne was speaking, Will Duffy, you know Will Duffy?
Yes.
Founder of the Collaborators Project?
Absolutely.
Producer, associate producer, Bob and Aaron Live?
Yes.
Will Duffy just wrote down a hint for the investigators in France to find the guy.
Well, and this is what I was wondering, Bob, that before we... I'm wondering, how could this guy get away with this for 3 years?
For 3 years.
All this high-tech...
They're in the theaters when the new movies come out. They're in there looking for him, and they can't find him.
Yeah, they say they've got infrared goggles they look through to try to catch the guy.
They're doing everything to catch this guy.
It's like a Pink Panther thing.
And he gets the video anyway, and then he shows it.
How is
they thought it was the projectionist, and they actually had an agent up hidden in the projection booth, and they figured out it's the wrong angle, so it couldn't have been him.
Huh.
Here's
interesting.
Here's the deal. Here's what Will Duffy wrote during the show.
Okay, give me the clue.
He said the owner of the theater or the projectionist is switching the reel with another theater in another city.
They're in the wrong theater.
They're recording it. They're making a pirate recording 40 miles away, kilometers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And the detectives in that theater, it goes so fast, they can't see or hear the key. Will Duffy just figured it out.
All right,
and
so
that's one reason we're going to beat Planned Parenthood.
Will, make a copy of the show, send it over to the French regiment or whatever it is over there.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Send it over to Inspector Clouseau. So they can catch this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Let's. Now, should we go to the phone? What's the next story? And then we'll go to
the
phone.
We've got to go back to Vermont. We've got to go to Vermont, but let's go to the phones
first.
We'll
go to the phones first, and then we'll do the same-sex marriages now legal, so-called legal in Vermont.
Yeah.
Very disgusting, but go ahead. Who's on the line?
Let's go. Ben on line one. Speak your mind.
Yeah, I just had a comment about the downloading media.
Yes, sir.
I was curious how far you're willing to carry that. For instance, if I copy a newspaper article for a friend, would you consider that?
If you're violating the copyright of whoever owns it, then it's wrong. Newspapers typically have a email this article link because mm-hmm. they want you to send their work product to other people to drive more traffic to their site. So if it's the Beatles or Elvis Presley's estate and they have some of their songs on their website, they don't want you to give it for free because they're losing money. It's their work product.
Okay, let's say a hard copy newspaper. I go buy the Sunday newspaper.
You're allowed to give that to as many people as you want.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to make copies of that newspaper?
Well, if you made, typically they have a policy. They say you want 50 or 100 copies, you deal with our copy department and we'll sell them to you. If you want to make a copy to include in a report to your boss, that's fair use. There's a fair use doctrine
right.
by the Supreme Court, which is pretty equitable, ethical, reasonable. And so, Ben, are you trying to justify stealing thousands of dollars of software for some common practices that the copyright holders accept?
No. I tend to agree with you. I don't download illegal songs or software. But I think that let's ask this question. Can I record a song off the radio onto an audio cassette?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, let's take this a little bit further than we'd want to get to on the air. Sometimes you buy a product and there is fine print in the bowels of the product that no one in the culture is aware of.
Right.
That would not necessarily hold up in God's court.
Mm.
In God's court, there is a contract with the public when you sell something publicly. And if somebody who owns the book says, and you cannot put this book in a Christian library, and you didn't know that was somewhere in the fine print at the bookstore, you wouldn't have an obligation to abide by that because you were tricked into that. But
right.
But that's the extreme. You can, yeah.
Good answer. Those are good answers.
God bless you, Ben. I appreciate your call.
All right.
Good call, Ben. The number is 1-800-836-9278. We have one line open if you'd like to call in. But let's go back to Vermont. We'll always have Vermont.
Yes.
All right. So Vermont has a new
tragedy.
Law. Bob, and here's the tragedy, okay? It's not just Vermont. Virtually all of New England is in the handbasket sliding toward hell right now. We've got Massachusetts.
They're going to hell in a handbasket.
Yes.
Is this the home of Bing Crosby and White Christmas?
Yes, I believe so.
Come on,
so,
this
Vermont.
Is just tragic.
It's the Green Mountain State, not the Brokeback Mountain State. Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Hampshire. All of them, Bob. And Iowa, just so that we can get the Midwest.
Well, but Massachusetts, because it was Mitt Romney.
Conservative Republican governor
who
there.
Who legalized, use that in quotes, homosexual marriage.
Yeah. Well,
he mandated homosexual marriage in Massachusetts.
Yes,
Mitt Romney did.
Mitt Romney, who's the leading Republican candidate for the presidency
right.
in the upcoming election.
And he also authorized tax-funded elective surgical abortions.
Proving, once again, his conservative bona fides.
Yeah, and his massive government health care plan.
Boy, Mitt Romney was really ahead of the curve. He's actually ahead of Obama.
He's ahead of Obama, promoting homosexual marriage,
yeah.
tax-funded surgical elective abortion through
yeah.
all 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And massive homosexual marriage.
And massive government-run healthcare.
Yeah, Mitt Romney is ahead of Obama.
Mitt Romney. No, that's probably why he'll win the next election.
Because Christians are a bit slow on the uptake.
Bob, here's the interesting thing. Now, Vermont yeah. invented civil unions back in 2000. They were the originators up there in Ben and Jerry country.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about Vermont is that in they became the first state to legalize homosexual marriage through a legislative decree and not through a court case.
And, Doug, that is such a big development because I've been warning our dear Christian friends from around the country for many years. When they focus on 9 judges did this,
right?
Or 7 judges gave us Roe v. Wade. A judge gave us this. A judge did that. And I try to explain to them, that's irrelevant. It doesn't matter whether a judge did it. When you argue that we should undo this because these judges did it,
mm-hmm.
the implication to the whole public is, well, then what if the legislature does it? Then is it okay? And it to focus on the fact that judges did it is not focusing on a fundamental, eternal moral principle. And you could argue for 10 years... And then when a state legislature legalizes homosexual marriage, then forget it. Everything you've taught for 10 years is sort of irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, the governing officials there followed the rules,
yeah.
and they passed it through the legislature.
Right.
And
so when there's when there's outrage, immoral, shedding of innocent blood, perversion like homosexuality, to focus on the process and say, look what's wrong here. We didn't follow the process. You've become part of the problem.
Well, Bob, it's sad, but I hear a number of our conservative brethren on radio. I've heard them say that if this was passed legislatively, then they would have really no argument with it.
Yeah, that's right.
So they've abandoned the fundamental morality that underpinned conservatism before
right.
recently.
It's moral relativism. It's situational ethics. It's secular humanism. It is legal positivism. Is that enough terms for people to... Legal positivism.
That's dangerous stuff.
So it's wrong not because a judge did it.
Right.
You know, what would we say if we're in Germany and Auschwitz is running full bore and a judge said this is immoral, you can't kill Jews. What would our conservative friends say?
They would say, wait a minute,
you don't have any authority to do that. That's what James Dobson said a few months ago. That's judicial activism. You can't uphold thou shall not murder. That wasn't before you in this particular case.
Wow. Man, how far we have
So the importance of Bob and Yurt Live, Doug, this ministry, in getting Christian ministries and leaders to reevaluate the cliches and toss the partisan bogus cliches and focus what is eternally important, focus on that. That's the value of Bob and Yurt Live.
Yeah, and that's why we need your help, folks, with the telethon. We stand only at, we're at $8,250 some odd, and we need to raise $40,000 this month. So we're not even a quarter of the way
But we're close to a quarter of the way. That's exciting.
But people if you think that you can delay, then you're making a terrible mistake. You need to pick up your phone, go to kgov.com, and you need to donate your best gift right now. Let's get Dwayne's $500 match. Let's try to get that in the door today, ladies and gentlemen.
So far, since Dwayne called in, we haven't had a caller take him up on his offer.
We haven't had anyone take him up on his
offer. So maybe somebody could take up the whole thing and say, I'll give $500 to match Dwayne, and then that'll be $1,000. We'll be over $9,000, like you said.
That would be tremendous.
But maybe somebody could do $50 or $100. That would help so much. And then they could ask for a gift of a Bob and Yurt Live CD or DVD, Bible study album, video.
Yeah.
All the fun stuff we do here.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
So not only do you get the spiritual satisfaction of knowing that you're helping an important and relevant ministry who's helping to educate conservatives.
Right. We expose the liberal in the conservative.
Yeah.
If you go to kgov.com, where is kgov.com?
KGov's,
it's missing in the ether.
Hopefully
it'll stay there. But the slogan of the site is moving the world to the right.
Amen. And that includes people who already think they are on the right.
Yeah.
But they're wrong in their assumption of their rightness.
Oftentimes
they can be.
We expose the liberal in the conservative.
And you know what it is, Bob? It's because we're all fallen people. We're all sinners, and none of us are
perfect.
Right. And some of us go through a large portion of our lives under a lot of mistaken ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And the measure of a true man in his relationship with God is when truth is revealed to that man that he's willing to admit.
You know what? I was wrong. I am sorry. I influenced people to do immoral things, to support the enemy, because I was excited, like I'm rooting for a Super Bowl game.
But if your allegiance is to God more than your favorite sports team or to your own ego, then the greatest measure of that is to admit that you're wrong and to serve God in truth.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, you've got to keep us going here. So, now, Bob, I wanted to. We've only got a few minutes, and Obama is planning to address the nation's children.
That's a scary thing.
In their schools.
That's a scary thing.
Bob, I investigated this.
September 8th.
It's so bizarre, I thought it might be a hoax.
No, it's
That's
not
how
a hoax.
Bizarre.
September 8th, he's going to speak. He wants to speak to all the public school kiddies in the country.
Bob, that doesn't
this
strike you
freaky.
As so bizarre that it.
It's animal. It's Animal Farm-ish.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
It's just freaky.
Well, anyway, it appears not to be a hoax, and the Department of Education is all behind it. They've got instructions for teachers on what to do during the speech, after the speech, before the speech.
Does it include putting earplugs in the kids?
I don't think so.
This is a great day. September 8th is a great day to keep your child home.
Amen. Skip school on September 8th.
Yeah, first day of the rest of his life.
And then September 9th.
10th,
all the
in homeschool,
amen,
or Christian school if you can't homeschool. So, Doug, isn't there some movement to
there's
keep
a
your
movement
kids?
That has exploded via blogs and Twitter and Facebook and all that
to keep your kids home?
It's called PASSD, PASSD, parentally approved skip school day, and it's spreading like wildfire.
Okay, but that's a rough acronym. Can't we come up with a better one? Pass like you didn't fail, you passed.
I guess.
Even though you don't go to school. We got to do, I think we
come up. Can you come up with a better acronym here? We've got, 25 seconds left.
We're big on acronyms here. How about ADD? Public schools are incubators for ADD, right?
They are, yes.
A public school classroom is an incubator for ADD. So how about
adult-directed
ditching.
I like
ADD,
that better.
Adult-directed ditching.
Adult-directed ditching. Hey, no matter what acronym you use, get your kids out of school on the 8th,
that's
and then
right.
Once they're home and you're enjoying them, hopefully, you could keep them there.
Yeah. Praise
God. My neighbor just started. She's homeschooling her fifth grade
daughter
this year. Took her out of the public schools.
Praise the Lord. Yep. And Colorado Right to Life is a banquet on
September 26th at the Renaissance Hotel out by Old Stapleton.
It's going to be great.
Plates are only $75. You can call us. You can call Colorado. You can go to coloradorighttolife.org on the internet.
303-753-9394.
Very
Colorado
good.
Right to Life. And it's
get
the petitions.
Up.
It's the petition season.
Yeah, the petition's
to get signatures
happening.
For 2010 in Colorado.
Amen.
PersonhoodColorado.com.
Go Personhood.
So thank you, Doug McBurney.
Thanks,
and
Bob.
In Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. And our website is kgov, kgov.com. Please help us, and may God bless you.